Support for KNKX comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glassblowing, art classes for youth and adults, and handmade gifts by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at shack.org. What a day in the KNKX studios. I'm so excited to welcome back home one of the hottest singers in jazz today, Sarah Gazarek, a proud graduate of Roosevelt High. Sarah's been LA-based for almost 20 years, and she's been making albums almost as long. Her new one, though, well, it's special. Thirsty Ghost was released about 4 weeks ago. It's shot up the charts, receiving glowing reviews from critics and fans alike. It's a personal album featuring standards and original songs and pop covers that chart the singer's personal tribulations and reinvigoration. This is a great band in our studios today. Miro Sprague, Alex Bonham, and Zach Harmon at the piano, bass, and drums, and a Seattle horn section of Scott Brown, Mark Taylor, and Travis Ranney on trombone, alto sax, and bass clarinet. Please help me welcome our good friend, Sarah Gazarek.
Never, never will I marry you.
Sarah Gazarek in the KNKX studios. It is wonderful to have you back, Sarah.
It's so great to be back.
Wonderful here. Band. Now, when you were here, you were previewing the new album, Thirsty Ghost, and then it was just coming soon. You didn't even really know when it was coming out. It is certainly here now.
It's here.
Number 3 on the Billboard charts. All About Jazz says it's the finest music of Sarah's career. Jazz Time says impressive on every level, a major work. Downbeat says it grabs you quick. And you're hanging out with John Legend, too.
I met John Legend. I don't know if he remembers, but I did get a photo with him.
It's supposed to be really exciting to have your record, long-awaited record, be so successful right away. There must have been even more at stake, if that's the right
Absolutely.
Phrase, because here's an album where you're really laying your personality, yourself on the line.
Yeah.
This is an album that really reflects who you are.
Right.
So it must be really gratifying.
It is gratifying. And, you know, equal parts gratifying and terrifying, you know, and I've never felt... personally responsible for something before, or I, you know, and anytime any reviews have ever come out, I've never personalized them. It's always like that person didn't like the CD or they didn't like the performance, and now it's like, what? They didn't like the story of my life. but fortunately, we haven't really been in that position, which is great.
Yeah, as I said, the response from critics and fans alike has been outstanding. I'm curious what your friends and family, the people who have known you for years, have said. What's their reaction been to Thirsty Ghost?
You know, sort of on par with the general public. I think everybody's just been a little bit shocked, you know, to see me step forward in such an honest way, because everything previously was beautiful and polished. And, you know, similarly, a lot of time and energy went into those songs. But it's just a different, really adult statement to be behind the meaning of the songs and have specific stories. And for people who were along for the like actual real life versions of these songs, I think they're proud of me for having the courage to be able to breathe my life into my art. And for friends who weren't around to be aware of some of these stories, they're like a little shocked. but I think overall it's been exciting.
And it's still kind of new. Like I said, the album's been out for not quite a month, or maybe about a month.
Right.
Do you feel like you're feeling some of that success? You have the maybe not the paparazzi following you around, but what has this success meant for you? Big sold out shows, interviews, TV spots. How's it been?
You know, that stuff is like, it's fun, you know, and it's more than anything, it's just really thrilling to have it out in the world, because this record was 4.5 years in the making in terms of the story of it. And it represents a lot of departures from different relationships and partnerships and musical relationships and a lot of reflection and a lot of growth. And so it's really fun to finally get to share it with the world, because some of those stories have come to a close, you know. So originally I picked Never Will I Marry because I had, you know, established myself as a single woman and I wanted to celebrate the party of my friendships, you know, and particularly my female friendships and the glory of just kind of standing alone on my own 2 feet. But for those in the studio, you can see there's like a little shiny thing on my finger. And so, you know, as it happens in life, things move on and things change. And now I found myself happily married again, but absolutely can still channel the original feeling of why and when I chose to do that song.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the first song, famously Nancy Wilson Cannonball Adderley record. And on this album, Thirsty Ghost, it seems like you've kind of moved away from being inspired by other singers to be inspired by your own life.
Yeah.
And I wonder how that relates to the version of the Nancy Wilson. Certainly sounds like your own version.
Yeah, it's pretty different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think with this record, because there was such specific stories behind every song, depending on the collaborator that I was working with, I just used the most human verbalizations of the experience that I wanted to convey, and then we just tried to find musical tools to be able to convey that. And so, you know, with Never Will I Marry, we were looking for this independent party and celebration, but not an open-ended a declarative statement. You know, it was like an open-ended question of like, but maybe not, you know, you never know what's going to come. But I think that was really the goal that we set out to, is like to try to breathe musical elements into the storytelling of the song.
You do have, as we mentioned to begin, the Seattle Horns here performing with you. And on your last visit, Mr. Brown, your old teacher at Roosevelt, remarked on how impressed he was with your sense of rhythm. And I think that's an underappreciated quality, especially for singers. And I wonder if you can talk about how important rhythm is to you as a singer.
Absolutely. You know, I think anybody that comes up through Scott's program would agree that, you know, as someone who is such a highly celebrated big band director, he was bringing those qualities into our rehearsals in the Vocal Jazz Ensemble as well. And a lot of the study and inspiration was from some of the great big bands, which like rhythm and rhythmic shaping and rhythmic intensity and dynamics and all of those things is really what makes it feel so exciting. You can't deny the visceral feeling of listening to the Count Basie Orchestra, right? And so it's, you know, it's fascinating. I don't think that I graduated from the program at Roosevelt as like, you know, the most like grounded in music theory, but I would say that like I had a confidence and a sound and a rhythmic conviction that's really hard to teach. And it's something that I'm grateful for that that was where I started instead of the sort of like brain music theory side of things, because I think that was easier to apply later. I'm so glad that I started with the like aural experience. Mm-hmm. And that's something that has continued to drive me.
Another one of your current Northwest connections is a new vocal group you're working with our good friend John A. Kendrick. Tell us about this. I caught a little clip of three of you without John A. singing one of her songs.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, Abe, it's wonderful.
You're so diligent with your homework. This is something that's like literally only been posted on Instagram. Yeah, so I think that the myth that singers don't like each other is old. You know, I think we can retire that concept. I've always found a really beautiful community in jazz vocalists. And as somebody who teaches at the University of Southern California and directs the jazz ensemble, I've come to realize the beauty of that genre as well. And there's a handful of vocal groups that are just doing incredible work. And there's a singer based in Seattle that was an arranger and the lead soprano for a vocal group called Groove for Thought. And she's recently moved back as well. And I was a guest vocalist at their invitational a couple years ago. And I said, Amanda Taylor is her name. I said, Amanda, when can we sing together? Can we start a group? And it was sort of this joke. But then her good friend, Aaron Bentledge, who sings on my album and arranged the background vocals, expressed interest as well. And then I texted John A. because I think that just in terms of our souls and how we exist in the world, it seemed like an incredible group. And what started as just this kind of like excited idea turned into a fan who donated their house in Palm Springs for us to go and have as our retreat. And we wrote these songs and just kind of bonded together and applied to debut at the Jazz Education Network Conference in New Orleans this year. We're accepted. And because of that, have like six different performances on the books already, and we haven't even like released anything officially. So really excited about Sage. That's how you pronounce that. S-A with umlauts, J-E, which is everyone's initials. Sarah, Amanda, Jeanne, Aaron.
All right, everyone, stay tuned for the next big vocal quartet project from Sarah Gazark and her friends. But let's get back to the matter at hand, music from Thirsty Ghost. What would you like to sing for us next?
We'd like to do a song that didn't actually make the story of the record. So it was one of the ones that didn't end up landing on the pressed disc itself. But you can hear this one streaming online. It's on Spotify and iTunes as a exclusive. But this was written by our friend Jesse Palter, who's a great singer in Los Angeles. And the story behind this song, it's such the lyric is really light and bright. And I wanted to sort of encapsulate the feeling of the light, bright experience of my late 20s, that like everything was so happy and I wanted it to be happy, but it also was incredibly chaotic. And so that was the impetus behind the arrangement. And we're going to feature the rhythm section on this one and a solo from Miro. This is Spinning Round.
Pero, 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 pero So what fun to be young and to have no cares at all. What goes up must come down, what goes round comes around. Life's a carousel, the world is one big playground. Round and round and round and round and round keeps turning so fast right before you can even blink an eye. What is lost can be found, what clock can't be rewound. Keep your feet on the ground when you're spinning round and round. Spin round and round, spinning round and round, spinning around. Spin round and round, spinning round. The seasons pass us by. Round and around and around and around and around we go. It never ends, and who would want it to? Spend your time amongst your friends playing and spinning around. Round in circles. So what fun to be young and to have no cares at all. What goes up must come down, what goes round comes around. Life's a carousel and the world is one a big playground. And round and round and round keep turning, go so fast right before you can even blink an eye. What's lost can be found, what clock can't be rewound. Keep your feet on the ground and you're spinning round and round, 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 round. Spinning round and round, spinning round and around and around and around. Spinning around, oh, spinning round and round, spinning round. The seasons pass us by. You would want to do, and you can spend your time amongst your friends playing it. Turning goes so faster before you can even blink an eye. What is lost can be found, what clock can't be rewound. Keep your feet on the ground when you're spinning round and round. Spin round and round, spinning round and round, spinning around. Spin round and round, spinning round. The seasons pass us by. Round.
Sarah Gazarek in the studios here at KNKX. You see what I'm talking about rhythm and time? Outstanding. That was wonderful. Sarah Gazarek celebrating the release of her new record, Thirsty Ghost. Sarah has a dedication to Nancy Huter.
Yes.
Who is Nancy Huter?
Nancy Huter is my grandma.
Ah.
And for those of you who have been to the shows at Jazz Alley, you know that she's our number one heckler. She loves to like shout things from the audience. And anytime I ask a question, she's the first to answer, and that's because she loves to drink Chardonnay. She's even turned it into a verb. She says, I was Chardonnayed.
Wonderful. Well, what would you like to sing for us next and inspire the rest of us to get a little afternoon Chardonnaying going?
We'd like to do the title track of the record now. This is a song that was originally written by Brad Meldow entitled When It Rains, and it's a song that I've loved for a really long time and have always wanted to set a lyric to it and have tried at least four times, like sat down and said, okay, what is this? Let's try this. And nothing ever came, you know, it was like little ideas. I have this notebook that like I can keep turning to pages and like, oh, that's sweet that I tried that. And I've always had this vision of it being about a desert and about like this storm and the clouds kind of parting, and it just never manifested. And when we had the studio booked, I realized that the album story didn't have its ending, that my life had its sort of like lesson that had been learned, which essentially was that when I embraced the entire spectrum of the things that were happening around me, that I was able to really feel what was happening in my life and the depth and the brightness of everything, the really dark darknesses and the really brilliant brightnesses. That's a new phrase that I'm coming up with. It's English.
It's jazz.
It's jazz, baby. And so I set this one to lyric, and the title "Thirsty Ghost" is in the first verse. You guys will hear it. And a thirsty ghost is just somebody who is having a hard time being satiated by the things that they're trying to satiate themselves with because they are not completely whole. They're not embracing the entire spectrum that we were just talking about. And I'm so grateful that my friend Kurt Elling volunteered to sing the verse of sort of the poem in the middle of the song that you guys will hear me sing, because he was the voice of reason, essentially, with this entire journey that set me on. He was the one who said, your music isn't reflecting your art, and you are brilliant enough to allow that to happen. So I believe in you. I know you have the guts, so set forth and do it. And so we'd like to do that song for you now, featuring our reduced Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, the front line. And this is Brad Meldow's When It Rains, now entitled Distant Storm. And when the blaze in your soul is blinding, the mirage in your mind has gone. Not a cloud rolls by. You wait as the drought drags on, while the beating sun taunting days never done. Thirsty ghost in a blistering dawn. But if you stop waiting, stop all this debating, reciprocating, it's exhilarating, this suffocating, baiting, hesitating, creating, captivating, stimulating. A strike of light below. Thunderstorm. Someone had to do it.
had to listen. Body up electric, forgive and let live in life's positive, negative. Built to sing a song of night, you broke the darkness with your light. Cleaning dust from our eyes and tending to the sky. And wounds we all carry with us when we go. The warmth of sunlight comes and goes. Beauty only grows when it rains. So as a distant star. Stop waiting, stop all this debating. Reciprocating, it's exhilarating. This suffocating, baiting, hesitating. Creating, captivating, stimulating. A strike of light below.
Wonderful. Sarah Gazarek in the KNKX studios, the wonderful band, Miro Sprague at the piano, Alex Bonham bass, Zach Harmon drums with the Seattle Repertory mini jazz horns, Mark Taylor on alto sax, Travis Randy bass clarinet, and our good friend Scott Brown on the trombone. Thank you all for being here. This is a wonderful, wonderful day. The new record is called Thirsty Ghost. Boy, it feels like this is the launching pad, and I'm going to hear a lot more great stuff from Sarah Gazarek in the years to come. It's just wonderful stuff. Thanks also to the members in our audience, the Leadership Circle members. Your generous contributions and the support of all the KNKX listeners make these performances possible. You can connect to all the archives at knkx.org, and thanks to our studio session sponsors, the Shack Art Center. Big thanks to John Kessler for his audio production, and with that, we'll wrap up another exclusive KNKX studio session.